USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made a move Tuesday to hold a vote this week on a bill to create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell says that move is a political exercise from Democrats. The Senate Minority Leader said the commission would be an attempt to continue to prosecute former President Trump.
I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president.
And Manhattan's district attorney has convened a grand jury to look into possible indictments for former President Donald Trump and his businesses. The panel will sit 3 days a week for 6 months. Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance has been investigating the Trump Organization over allegations of possible bank and tax fraud. The former president has called the investigations corrupt and politically motivated. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Tuesday, pledging U.S. support, including replenishing Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. John Clemens reports.
It was that Iron Dome missile defense system that stopped many of the rockets fired by Hamas from landing in Israel. After the meeting, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for progress to be made on the two sides during the ceasefire.
That starts with the recognition that losses on both sides were profound. Casualties are often reduced to numbers, but behind every number is an individual human being, a daughter, a son, father, a mother, a grandparent, a best friend. And as the Talmud teaches, to lose a life is to lose the whole world.
Mr. Blinken will meet next with the Palestinians, but not with Hamas, considered an international terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least one senator is unimpressed with a bipartisan science and technology bill. Tim Berg reports.
Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy is blasting a bipartisan bill that calls for billions of dollars in spending on science and technology research. The bill is being framed by its supporters as an effort to shore up American technological superiority against the growing threat of China. But Kennedy tells Fox News that's not what the bill does.
Here's what the bill will do. $120 billion in foreign aid. I don't know why we can't use that money for infrastructure. I don't know why we have to give money to countries that hate us. They should be able to hate us for free. $50 billion to the big tech semiconductor companies. We all know how broke big tech is. I guess they can use the money to develop more efficient algorithms to censor us. $80 billion to the infamous National Science Foundation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to their first face-to-face meeting. The two leaders will meet on June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Tuesday that Biden and Putin will try to restore predictability and stability to the U.S.-Russia relationship while discussing a full range of issues. The meeting will be part of Biden's first international trip as president that will include attending a NATO summit in Brussels and a meeting of the Group of Seven leaders in the U.K. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.